whether wearing the king's colours or the republic's, I am sure that they love me and one another, and him above all, my father and theirs, the dearest friend of their childhood, the noble gentleman who bred them from their infancy in the practice and knowledge of truth and love and honour. My children will never forget the appearance and figure of their revered grandfather, and I wish I possessed the art of drawing, which my papa had in perfection, so that I could leave to our descendants a portrait of one who was so good and so respected. My father was of a dark complexion, with a very great forehead and dark hazel eyes, overhung by eyebrows which remained black long after his hair was white. His nose was aquiline, his smile extraordinarily sweet. How well I remember it, and how little any description I can write can recall his image. He was of rather low stature, not being above 5 feet 7 inches in height. He used to laugh at my sons, whom he called his crutches, and say they were grown too tall for him to lean upon. But small as he was, he had a perfect grace and majesty of deportment, such as I have never seen in this country, except perhaps in our friend Mr. Washington, and commanded...